Yeah, I mean, we played well. I thought they came out. We talked about before the game how they get off to good starts. And, you know, they got off to a good start. Howard got hot. But I thought we kind of fought back in the game. And the third quarter was fun. You know, it was fun. It was actually fun to play defense, I think. And so I think we certainly did it with our defense, and we created turnovers and got – we kind of rode Jay Rich there in the third quarter. He posted up their smaller guys, and it really was probably our best quarter of basketball this year.
Just kind of show up guys in here that if you play defense, it's rewarded on the other end as well.
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, we're still learning. We're still figuring it out. We've played well. We've had two tough losses in the last few weeks, you know, against San Antonio and the other night against Indiana. And I know personally, I couldn't sleep the last two nights, so I'm glad we won so now I can get some sleep. But, you know, we offense is, for the most part, is not the problem or not the issue. We're going to score points. We're going to do a good job there. Defensively, if we play like that and have that focus, you know, we can be pretty good.
You know, we just needed a win. I didn't care how it came. You know, it was a great night for us, and it felt good to have an extended period of you know, good play. You know, considering we've lost two buzzer beaters at home in the last four or five games, so it felt good.
Are you more impressed with what you guys did offensively or defensively?
Both. You know, I thought we had a lot of energy tonight, and we sustained it, and they started out on fire. We kept within 3 or 4 points regardless of their hot shooting, and parts of the second and in particular the third, you know, we played great defense, hustled, got some turnovers, got out in the open court, had great balance, worked some post-ups with Shaq, Jay Rich, different guys, and you know, it was a nice night because I think everyone contributed, and we played with a lot of energy.
We let one get away the other night. You know, everybody was well rested, and you know, we just came out and played with a lot of intensity. You know, I think once we stopped giving games away and, you know, develop that game right there, package that game, then, you know, we could be up there with the other top echelon teams.
How fun was that third quarter?
Yeah, very fun. You know, we got out, we stopped them, we ran the ball, and that's how we need to play the rest of the season.
I think guys know if you play defense, it was rewarded on the other end.
Yeah, you know, but consistency wins games. Consistency wins championship. I think that style of game right there, where everybody was involved, playing defense, running. If we could package that right there and become consistent in playing that way, then we'll be on our way.
7 for 7 from the free throw line. How much pride are you taking that?
I'm just trying to shoot them. You know, change my form. I went back to my old high school form, and you know, just concentrating a little more. No, I'm gonna take advantage of every game. If I'm getting my 10 to 15 shots, then those are going to be my numbers. You know, it's been my numbers like that my whole career. Nothing's going to change. 37, 38, 39, or 40. So, you know, I have an advantage on most centers in this league, and it's been that way for a long time. And, you know, Dan Perry is no exception.
Do you like particularly feast on him?
No, I mean, you know, I just try to pound anyone that doesn't double team me. I take it as a sign of disrespect when you don't double team me. Nah, you know, they're probably saying, hey, he's 36. You know, he probably doesn't have it anymore. He's not young anymore, so, you know. And, you know, it's my job to be the most consistent big man in the game.
What was said in halftime?
Just keep it up. You know, just keep doing the same thing. And, you know, we can't let their guys get going. You know, we were living with Jason Kidd hitting those threes, but, you know, we just had to, you know, run at them rather than just, you know, trying to, you know, stunt to them. Yeah, I think so. And you know, I think we're a much, much better team when we don't bang twice. And you know, we look good when we just go do our walkthrough and then come here and play. We look good, and I think that was the true Phoenix Suns right there.
I got knocked off balance going up for a rebound, and came down kind of off balance and tried to catch myself. All my weight went on my left wrist. Fortunately, we're on the road trip, you know, so we won't be able to get back home to our x-ray machines. But, like you say, see how it go. Of course, it hurts like hell, you know, so I just have to keep it up above my heart, you know. So it won't hurt as much, but, you know, keep moving. Got to keep these guys going. You know, it was a tough loss for us. I wish I could have stayed out there, but wrist wasn't permitted, so.
Oh, they outplayed us, man. Good old-fashioned butt-whooping. We got to take this one on the chin, man, and don't forget it, but move on to the next game. They did an outstanding job of just out-hustling us, out-working us all night long. They had a lot better energy than we did on both ends of the floor. It's one of those where you just couldn't stop the bleeding, and, you know, give them credit. You know, they played outstanding tonight. But it's 1-1 in the series. We'll see them again.
The third quarter was a demolition is what it was. And but they played great. And, you know, there are some nights when, you know, we get a little outquicked out there. But, you know, we got outworked tonight. You know, it seemed like they got every loose ball. And, you know, they fought hard. And we just, you know, we didn't fight hard enough. Simple as that. I'm not going to write this off to a scheduling loss or anything like that. I mean, hey, when they came into our place, they were coming off a back-to-back, and we were waiting on them. So, you know, these are ones you got to be able to deal with. And hey, the number of loose balls and the points in the paint disparity was too much to overcome. I mean, Shaq had a dominant game on the inside, and they played great really at every position.